Blog Talk Radio.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life, look. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life, look. I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safety full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spot rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit I might got killed. Standing so tall, they think I might got still. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I got everything I said I was gon' get on my kid. In addition to that fact, I went legit. I'm the shit now, according to the way that I'm positioned. In the biz, it look like I'm just gon' keep on getting rich. Ah, know that Westside RSC's is us. LAPD on my dick, I'ma squeeze and bust. If a rap nigga did switch cheese and fuss. All this rap money, nigga, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love, in the dream we trust. You'll be switching up the players on your team too much. Tiny Cobby, that's my loaf, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world getting cream or what? Ain't you get off on whoever hustles seem to rush? Las Vegas strip pop, yeah, you creamed and pumped. After all that looking tough, all he seen was stuck. 50 Cent and Mayweather flee the scene with us. True story. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look.
Y'all got the motherfucking trap jumping. Doors to the trap open.
told her I'll see you around. Dog just skipped town with 200,000. Dog just pulled an 8 in a 2-liter pop. They say dog addicted to these streets just like his pop. Addicted to hustling, I can't stop.
Can't stop.
Won't stop.
Won't stop.
Can't stop.
Aye.
Never hear me complain about what I ain't got.
Nah.
Cause if I want it, I'ma go get it.
Aye.
Yeah. Aye. Free my nigga, yo, did it. Got paper rail tatted on your whole titty.
Empire.
Same nigga you getting high with, he really your enemy.
Damn.
Every day niggas cross their partners out for Benjamin.
Your
dog,
no matter what.
Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he a fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach.
Breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Whoa. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
maybe bow our head
up. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
They just praying that I crash. But those guys, they don't wanna see you last. That check of $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer, divide niggas. Wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big con, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play deep. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the bitchy. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlock face tats. I'm the apex. I made the culture when I swim every day back. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go?
Yes, he did.
Where we at, go? Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Re. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judge you how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We pushing 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been it up a hump, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box and try to throw me in with great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him, and bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. How you speaking to the souls of men? Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike, really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on his roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters, working pro bono for him as a favor cause I throw them limbs. In memory of T-Lo, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new plans getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They done fucked around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's a Psalm 151, it's a New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I freed that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down.
Ooh. Come on, man. Come on.
But look at us now. Whoa. They count us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is here. Oh, yes, He is. Oh, yes, I know.
You may not believe. What's poppin'? What's good, y'all? Just came off of live on IG. Hopefully people go back and listen. But I'm appealing to everybody. If you like the information you're getting, please share these things so that people can get access to the information. IG specifically, because they, and probably Blog Talk, but yeah, they're not pushing nothing out. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I'm doing something wrong. In any instance, what's popping? What's good? I don't know where I'm gonna take it tonight. I can tell you where we've been. We've been on IG. Yeah, that was a good conversation. I'm not gonna lie. I love when people participate. If I know people are going to come on, I'll do better next time. I wasn't ready for that. I got caught off guard. But, yeah, nonetheless, I appreciate Brother Stain coming in, chopping it up. We talk a lot about a variety of different things, whether you want to talk about the BC. We talked about some driver's license. We talked about quite a bit of things that I think people should go back and listen to. Talks about the term surrender. And yeah, I just said that out loud, and I'm going to look it up now, too. Tuesday, we believe, we discussed this abandoned terminology. I think, if I didn't... forgive me, I know I brought it up before, but if we did, people, I think, overlook what is supposed to be pertinent information, and they gravitate to things that sound good to them. Our duty, our responsibility to ourselves, to our family members, to our loved ones, is to take our time and go through the information with the proper care and due diligence. And for that reason, I'm going to continue to do what I've been doing, which is helping you all see through what I consider to be a different lens. A lot of times I can run to codes or certain laws to try to hammer stuff home. But it's nothing like the complete, man, look at this shit. The complete, like, onslaught of resources. Man, look at this. I'm not going to this. I'm going to go into this in a little bit. This is insane. But let me go to this. I wanted to look at the term surrender. I read briefly Shorty the other day. I should read that too. Let me just look up surrender and get out of this. Surrender. We read this the other day. It says the same thing: to give up, make over, deliver, make over. That's transfer, y'all. Deliver, that's trust. And to give up, obviously, just means to relinquish, right? But they had different terms I read over. I know I read over some of these things with y'all. Because they had surrender of an estate. And that shit messed me up the other day. But in keeping with what I just discussed on IG, let me just go to what I was talking about, which is registration and record. Let's see. So we know there's a difference between a registration and a record. How we know? Well, I'm going to show y'all how I know. Let me skip over this real quick. All of these real quick. Register. All right. So, register spans quite a bit of information. So, let's see if we can learn some principles here. So, what's the first thing you see? That a register, or the term register, means to enter officially in proper form or in the appropriate book or books. Register, a book kept by public authority. Then they say it's a record. Then they say a keeper of records, a recorder, a registrar. And then look at this. A register in bankruptcy of public lands, of vessels, of wills. Registrant, a person who complies with a law requiring a registration as of a trademark. Damn. All right, I'm going to poke the bear a little bit in a second. Let's keep reading. They go from registration to all these different terms, all the way down to registrant. And now we're going to look at registration. Registration they consider to be the recording in full or in substance and in due form of law. Due form of law. What form of law are they talking about? Due form. Better learn their principles. All right, let's keep going. In an official book or register. The act of making a list, catalog, schedule, or register. It says, may not intend a literal copying or recording, but entering in a book, a statement, or memorandum of facts to serve as memorials or evidence. Yo, I can't make this shit up. And I know for a lot of y'all, that probably went over your head. But they just told you right there that there's a difference between registration and recording. Right? I'll read it again. May not intend a literal copying or a literal recording. We're talking about the term registration. Registration does not mean that they're actually making a literal copy or a actual recording. May not intend a literal copying or recording. That's not what's intended. But what is intended is that they enter it in a book, a statement, or memorandum of facts, and they use it to serve as memorials or evidence. Now, these are terms that should really be popping out for people that love Minnesota Rule 220. I know y'all don't look up half those terms, but boy, oh boy, I'm going to have to go back to old school, right? This is just the difference between a registrar and a recording. Or recorder, excuse me. Now, why am I doing this? Because y'all won't do it. That's why I'm doing it. Right? So I've asked y'all to go back, study, show yourself approved, and, you know, figure out the difference. Now, am I going to tell you all the principles you need to know? No, absolutely not. We're just going to cover what they cover. All right, registry. The act of recording. You know, that's fucking crazy. They are so fucking slick that they're doing duality, right? They're showing you public and private because they want you to be distorted. It's the act of recording. So what is an act? But then they say registry is synonymous with registration. We just read what registration said. It's a statement or memorial. And that's what they give you all back.
a statement or memorial, not a recording. Boy, until I break these things down for you, show you in the so-called technical sense, the black and white sense, what's happening, then you'll start to follow. All right. Registration continues. The system of recording, see how they do it? Transactions as required by law. Also, the place where recorded documents are kept. I just love how they keep going back and forth. So what do they call them? Registry of deeds. So these are how you learn, y'all. Listen, the object is to impart to parties dealing with property information respecting its transfer. The object, the objective is, and they just said it, right? So pay attention. But they're talking about respecting its transfer. Register of deeds, y'all know that as trust, and you know trust deals with transfer. Now, a lot of y'all ran, like I said the other day, and took on the express trust from the two-page document that's been plagiarized and been used since 2012, 2013, even earlier than that, 2006, 2004. There's so many different versions of the same, documents, because they called it, you know, 2006 version, 2008. They got that on cover sheets. I don't know who did it, but, you know, so they got a mark like that. But y'all ran and did this, and y'all thought that y'all handled yourselves properly. Oh, God. There's so much that y'all are missing. This is talking about transferring encumbrances and thus to protect them from prior secret conveyances and needs. Y'all hear this? Yo, y'all got to read these shit. This is just, you know, me looking up dictionary terms, all right? It is to the registry, therefore, that purchasers or others desiring to ascertain the condition of the property must look, and if not otherwise informed, they can rely upon the knowledge they're obtained. So this is why people go to the registrars, they go to these so-called recordings or registries, because they can rely on the information that's there. It's supposed to be up to date. But if they have notice of the existence of an unregistered conveyance, they cannot complain they are prejudiced by the want of registry, right? The general doctrine is that knowledge of an existing conveyance or mortgage, if y'all didn't know what they were talking about, in legal effect is equivalent to notice by the registry. Now, this is my shit right here. I'll be talking about this shit, but y'all don't be knowing. Y'all don't be knowing. So what else they got registry for? Here's one. Registry of vessels. Damn. This is so fucking dope. And I don't talk about this on the air, so I'm not going to talk about it on the air. But I'm going to read what the fuck they got here. And if you got ears to hear, you're going to decipher. So pay attention. It says, the purpose of this is to declare the nationality of vessels engaged in trade with foreign countries. Yeah, I'm going to do something I've never done. Watch this. I'm going to do something I've never done. Watch it. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up. Y'all give me a second. Y'all give me 1 second. Y'all know how it is. Yeah, I'm looking for it. I want it from a specific place, though. I think they all the same thing. Let me open that one, though. I'll leave that open for later. All right. I just read something that was powerful, and I was trying to run to... What's the name of the... Got it. Yeah, boy. All right. So, this one is... I have to take on some of these new features. I seen somebody the other day, and I put this out there because y'all can start trying to do this. So, Money, I know you're on here. Do me a favor. I want you to jot this down. We need one of these AIs. one of these bots. I forgot what his name. Matter of fact, just hit me in the private, and I'm going to ask you to do that, actually. Because I'm going to tell you what I want you to do. But in any instance, let me just say this. The king of his justices of the bench greeting, whereas of late it was provided that religious men should not enter into the fees of any without the will and license of the Lord in chief, of whom these fees are held immediately. And such religious men have, notwithstanding, later entered as well into their own fees as into those of others, appropriating to themselves and buying them, and sometimes receiving them from the gift of others, whereby the services which are due of such fees, and which at the beginning were provided for the defense of the realm, are unduly withdrawn, and the lords in chief do lose their estate. We, therefore, to the profit of our realm, wishing to provide a fit remedy in this matter, by advice of our prelates, counts, and other subjects of our realm, who are of our council, have provided, established, and ordained that no person, religious or other, whatsoever he shall be, shall presume to buy or sell any lands or tenements. I just want to pause right there for a second. Did y'all catch that last part? I know a lot of the old language shit that I was just reading might be a little bit too much, but did y'all catch that last part? No person, religious or other, whatsoever he be, shall presume to buy or sell any lands or tenements, or under color of gift or lease, or of any other term or title whatever, to receive them from one, from anyone, or in any other way, by craft or by wile, to appropriate them to himself, whereby such lands and tenements may come into mortmain under pain of forfeiture of the same. You know, I just need to pause for a second. Do y'all know what the whole intent of this statute was? They recognized very early that people were being cheated out of their assets and their property. See, trust is the shit, because trust provides a different form of administration, which is, for the most part, if done correctly, with willing parties, it's unbreachable. See, you all have to take a look at the history of trust. And trust came into stop what I'm reading to you all right now. That's why trust came into place. And when it first took its first breath, everybody was shook. They didn't know what to do with an entity like that. You mean to tell me you can pass on your entire estate to your loved ones through an administrative process done under an umbrella that is considered to be what is a trust? You can scale back certain contributions that should be withdrawn, all because you chose a format that was considered to be imperishable. We don't fully comprehend what is going on. And I'm going to read a little bit more because it's a very short one. They use their craft. They use their skills, their cunningness to cheat people out of their property. And this statute is from 1279, right? Supposedly, right? And this has been going on forever. I'm just trying to make sure you're aware. If they are found to have crafted you or skilled you out of your property, they can forfeit as well. They can be forfeited of the property that they fraudulently acquired. This is what this law was saying, or statute, I should say. So it continues, it says, we have provided also that if any person, religious or other, do presume, either by craft or wile, to offend against this statute, it shall be lawful for us and for other immediate lords in chief or of the fee, so alienated, to enter it within a year from the time of such alienation and to hold in fee as an inheritance. So now we're talking about the real shit. Inheritance is what they're dealing with. Passing on of assets. Why is the legitimacy a thing? Why is legitimacy a thing? Ways for them to weed out inheritance. All right, it continues. And if the immediate lord in chief shall be negligent and be not willing to enter into such fee within the year, then it shall be lawful for the next immediate lord in chief within the half year following to enter that fee and to hold it as had been said and completed from the time when such purchases, gifts, or appropriations of another kind happened to have been made, shall take such lands and tenements into our hand, and shall enfeast others therein by certain services to be rendered thence to us for the defense of our kingdom, saying to the lords in chief of the same fees, their wards as chiefs, and other things which pertain to them, and the services therefrom due and accustomed. And therefore we command you to cause the aforesaid statute to be read before you, and from henceforth to be firmly kept and observed. Witness myself, da 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 da. This was intended to put an end to fraudulent bestowal of estates on specifically religious foundations, on the understanding that the donor should hold them as trust of the church, and as so exonerated the public burdens. The statute of Mortmain bears a close relation to another statute enacted 11 years later, in which the feudal lords of the superior lords, the kings, the chief of them, are secured by the abolition of subinfeudation, as in this act, they are secured by limitation of ecclesiastical endowments. So at the end of the day, what I'm trying to help you all to understand is there's a church body that has greatly benefited from the fraudulent bestowal of estates. And I'll say this, because we do not overstand the office which we are supposed to occupy, we keep getting trampled. I told y'all, the BC is not the issue. I haven't even gotten to recording yet. But the BC is not the issue. It's what it all represents, y'all. That's what the BC is. It represents the fraudulent bestowal of your estate. And instead of manning up or standing on your own two feet and saying, let me give up these privileges and benefits. And I can't make this shit up because they put it like that in black and white. You know, I often tell y'all what to do about the BC, but I don't tell y'all what happens when y'all get the shit wrong according to their fucking law. When you get it wrong, they told us that we will be faced with forfeiture, sound like shit I just read, and then you will be fined and or arrested, or both. All because you don't know the game. You don't know the rules to the game. So therefore, you don't know how to play them. And part of that rule is you have to understand the difference between registration and recording, because even when you do this shit according to their codes, their laws, I should say, not codes, laws, we're running into situations where you're not creating a recording, you're actually creating a registration. Now, I didn't read this before, so I read it now because all of this stuff ties together. So what happens when you register something? You are considered to be a registrant, right? And this code says, this is the code. Actually, let me pull it up. I'm going to read it to y'all. My bad, y'all. I got to be jumping from one screen to the next. This is why I like doing this portion of it, because then I can at least, you know, fly by the computer and grab shit that I want. So the term registrant means an issuer of securities. That's all I should say, right? That should be it, right? So when you go with the intention of recording something, and all they do is take it and register it, as I said, black and white, they're telling you they're creating securities. That's straight up black and white. It means an issuer, you're an issuer of securities. Do you know what their actual true definition of what a registrar is? A registrar is someone who gladly accepts your property because you are giving it to them willingly, voluntarily. And because y'all don't know the rules to contracts, they take advantage of that, and they say at the end of the day that you intended for them to be the owners of it. So that's why you don't want to register your stuff, let alone, like, I can't get into a lot of the nitty-gritty, but can I tell y'all that, and when I say this, y'all going to take offense, right? But I say this with all humility, right? We do not record our documents properly. And I'm saying this 100%. I should go into it, but I don't want to. So let's see if I can find something real quick. I'll give y'all a quick example. Let's see what this one says. I can't make this shit up, though. I'm gonna paraphrase this so y'all can understand what I'm saying. It says that anybody who is giving up or making over any type of estate, especially by deed, must pay the fee. All right? The fee is charged at the Yeah, I can't fucking make this shit up. The fee is charged at the registry. So let me ask you a question, right? Let me ask you a fucking question. I'm reading about and that was under y'all so-called fucking stamp duty. Like, can I fuck y'all head up for a second? Yo, you all have never paid the duties on, or the fees, I should say, but the duties on your fucking document. The shit that y'all put on the record, you don't even fucking own it. Oh, God, yo. Y'all fucking Google's not teaching y'all none of this shit. What they tell y'all to do is some dumb shit. Slap a 2-cent stamp right here. Put a thumbprint on this shit right here. Sign by that shit. You're beneficial. And you'll shut your dumb ass up. Oh, my God. Yo. I can't make this shit up. Oh, my God. Y'all are funny to me. I just read that your fucking stamp duty is supposed to be paid, right? And I'm paraphrasing, so I'm not giving y'all the complete language, but the language is saying that in most of these counties, that's where you would typically pay that assessment. And yes, it's a fucking assessment. So let's probe what I just said. Come here, my peoples that got these lofty ass numbers in your document. Come here, you dumbass. Let me talk to you for a second. So when you put in your deed, which you all did for your trust and all this other shit, that you got $9 billion or $100 million in your fucking, what they call that shit, security agreement and all this shit. If they were to assess, which they're the ones that are supposed to assess it, you just don't know. Yo, I can't wait to show y'all in black and fucking white. I already did this in the classes. Like everybody's on the non-disclosure, but at the end of the day, I'm trying to tell y'all that this shit is a fucking joke. None of you all have ever paid the motherfucking duties on your paperwork, which is required. Watch this. I'm going to fuck y'all head up. Y'all think I'm playing. I'm going to go to one of the shit that y'all know. Let me go to it. Watch this. Watch this. I'm going to do it like this. Watch this. Y'all, this is on my computer, y'all. I just go to my computer. My computer is my fucking Google. All right, so watch this. I already pulled it up. Watch this. So y'all know I'm not bullshitting. This is according to 1863. They passed this law. And it says, this is the laws for stamp duty. I'm not going to read through the laws because I don't want to. But I'm going to skim through some of these shits. They break down what stamp duty is. Not only do they break down what stamp duty is, and most of y'all have this document because it's easy, but they go into how they assess the duties, which are the fees, people, on the type of documents that you create. Now, watch this. When I said, and this is, again, not me trying to be fucking funny. I'm just telling y'all shit that y'all not paying attention to. So when I say Mr. Winston Strauss, right? I think that's the guy's name, right? He got bagged because he created all these bills of exchange that exceeded how much million? $100 million? And they got him at age 70, I think they locked him up, or 60, whatever the age was. I think it was 70. They gave him 10 years for creating instruments that he never motherfucking owned, y'all. All right, so this stuff goes into, if you create like a bill of exchange, for example, exceeding $100, this is how much duty you got to pay. And they tell you in terms of dollars and cents. All right, so just going through some of this shit. They said, I want to get to things that y'all know. Bill of lading, right? They tell you how much that costs. A bond. Y'all create bonds all the fucking time. Let me send the treasury a bond. Let me do this. Let me do that. Y'all don't pay for the fucking thing, right? Okay. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm just a dumbass. So they got certificates. They break that down. How many cents versus dollars? Okay, let's see. This is the first one that says $10. Certificates exceeding 600 tons, I guess. What the fuck? Yeah, I guess 600 tons. I don't know what the fuck that's about. Contracts. Excuse me. Contracts for real estate. But watch this, because people don't know what property is, or property of any kind or description issued by brokers or persons acting as such. All right, so that's one thing. Then when you have these so-called deeds, instruments, or writings pertaining to land, which is y'all deeds, they got a price point for that. So all of this shit I'm saying, you slap a little 2-cent stamp on your fucking trust document and said that you accomplished this. My God, you did. I can show you all that in fucking black and white. I've already done that to the students that are, you know, in our private membership. So at the end of the day, this is the fucking joke. I'm going through. I'm still standing. I just want to make sure I read certain things to y'all. We got power of attorney. Everybody got fucking power of attorney. Let's see what they say. Power of attorney for any of these things. This is how much you got to pay. Power of attorney for proxy, you got to pay that. Power of attorney to receive or collect rent, you got to pay that. Power of attorney to fucking do this, that, and the thing, you got to pay that. Like, this ain't fucking me, right? But y'all keep telling me that y'all motherfucking doing these things. The administrative process, if you did it fucking properly, you got to pay a certain fee. Yo, it's in here. The other day, I gave you all the actual terms. It's right here. I'm fucking seeing it, all right? Legal documents, which y'all call writs, other court recordings and other shit, either for equity or whatever the case may be, they got to see. I can't make this shit up. I'm just still scrolling, right? And I think that's as far as it goes with them breaking down the different fees as an example. But what we're not seeing, and I think my screen just went, yeah, that shit, I'm not starting this shit over. What we're not seeing is how much you got to pay for an affidavit, how much you got to pay for a this or that or all these technical shit, simple technical shit that y'all continue to use. You are supposed to pay a fee. So if you're not recording your documents, you're only registering them, you're creating a registration. If you're creating a registration, that registration is creating a security. If you're creating securities, who's actually taking ownership of the fucking securities? Who's administering the securities? Who's doing what with all of this shit? All you did was just turn over property. See, I'll give you an example. You don't consider your paperwork to be a vessel. I guarantee you, your papers will float on fucking water. They won't sink unless you throw a fucking rock on it. Oh, my God. Yo, this shit is, this stuff is fucking mind-blowing to me. You know, I typed in Mortmain, and right beside it comes up SKB. I can't make these things up. Y'all just can't see how they all come together. You have been bamboozled. Since 1279, they had an issue with everybody profiting off of the people through their skills, through their guiles, through their fucking cunningness, through their craftiness. They've been bamboozling people out of their properties since the motherfucking 1200s, man. And when you look at it, it prohibited what religious group you thought they were talking about. You thought they were talking about Moors? You thought they were talking about what? It was who? The Jews? Who you think they were talking about? And now you got that capital. You got it got its own monument. It got its own fucking security. It got its own everything. And it's one of the richest motherfucking entities on the planet. They got all type of shit that we can't even see. They got so much shit that they were able to alter the fucking Bible that we subscribe to, man. These are the powers to be. And you keep thinking it's about you. No, this was the goal from the beginning. They wanted to learn how to capture your soul. Now, if you knew how devilish that is, you would understand that you're not fighting against a nigga like me because you don't like the way I talk. Nigga, I don't fucking matter. You're fighting against powers and principalities. Your own Bible told you that shit. And you don't want to see it. Every fucking thing around us is demonic. They just turned the world upside down. Nigga, we are living in Sodom and Gomorrah, nigga, like it's nothing, nigga. And all we all are doing is demonstrating that we got tolerance. Let's tolerate what's going on. Tolerate, tolerate, tolerate. I'm not saying to not tolerate. I'm just saying, my God, nigga, if you don't stand for something, you fall for every fucking thing. Huh? Where you going to draw the line? I love when the comedians talk about how they took over the rainbow. The rainbow was a symbol for what? That it ain't going to rain no more. Well, that it wasn't going to flood anymore. Huh? But now that means something different. I love when they talk about it. Who subscribed to it? Who gave them permission? When did they have that meeting? How did that happen? And y'all want to be able to do what? Yo, we are running ourselves ragged because we don't know what time it is. We don't know what we're supposed to be doing. We can't even record our documents properly. But yet still, everyone wants to brag to me that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Get the fuck out of here. If we were doing that, all these issues that you've been running into would have been easily wiped away. You know what bothers me? And I'm going to vent on this for 2 seconds. What bothers me the most is every so-called guru or teacher that's been at this for, let's say, a minimum of fucking 5 years. Minimum of 5 years. And you're still out in the public because everything is so private, but we're still out in the public. Why? When does it fucking end? When does it stop? How many more fucking templates can you sell these people? Instead of trying to help these people fucking fish, you trying to give them a fish every fucking day. I'm going to teach you how to fish. So you can fish for yourself, and fish for your family, and then you can go do shit for whoever you fucking want to, within their scope of their scheme. Well, I'm tired of it, y'all. Y'all are going at these things fucking wrong. You're not recording your documents. They're playing you, and you are eating that shit up. Then you wonder why when you go into court you can't stand, why your paperwork falls short. Like, it's simple fucking things that you need to make sure you hold their feet to the fire. And if for you to do that, you got to know their fucking rules and their regulations. Y'all are not recording. I'll read that Tuesday if I need to. But y'all not recording. Y'all are getting stumped on registration, creating false security, and these people are just taking that shit and terrorizing it. You know, if you even just pay the motherfucking shit that you're supposed to pay, which you can't, right? You can't do it before you do it, but you got to do it. They be tricking y'all. All right, y'all. They saying I got like 45 seconds. I appreciate y'all. Peace out there on the call log. I appreciate y'all. I see some people came through. And then some people drop y'all funny to me. And then at the end of the day, like I said, peace to y'all that's listening. But I wish y'all would, you know, button up your bridges, man, and get on here so we can have some conversation. Y'all will learn more and benefit from it. I promise you. Appreciate y'all, man. Peace. That's it. You. Money, make sure you holler at me. Peace.